The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on.
Underfunding, understaffing and under-resourcing have for years plagued Irish hospitals. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has said that in its budget they want the government to take action. They've released their budget submission and in it they are looking for the government to legislate for universal healthcare in line with Sláintecare. They're looking for a zero-tolerance approach to overcrowding and greater care to be given to their members' general and mental health. General Secretary of the INMO, Philney Hay, joins me now. Phil, are you to some extent trying to get the government to do in one budget what successive budgets, or rather what successive governments have failed to achieve over decades?
Well, I think what we need is a real commitment this prior to the winter to have real measures that will ensure that we don't have a constant overcrowding and an attitude towards it that has everybody commenting on it, including those who are tasked with managing it, but not proposing any solutions. So we believe that the multi-annual funding that we have been calling for the past four pre-budget submissions must now be part of the plan. In other words, the idea that you can manage the health service on a yearly budget and at the end of that year, you know, decide what you're going to do for the winter makes absolutely no sense.
But the kind of factors that contribute to overcrowding involve the level of supports at primary care level and the level of diagnostic and emergency care that's available there. It involves the capacity and staffing to step people down out of A&E. It involves the capacity of tertiary care to take people out of the acute hospital system. One budget can't resolve all that.
No, but what we're saying is clearly there has to be a plan that involves a number of budgets. And that has to be based on multi-annual funding. A clear example is the overcrowding will never be resolved unless we have a real staffing plan, because we know that doctors, nurses and other essential frontline healthcare workers are making decisions, which will mean that our health service won't have them. So we have to make sure that we're ahead of that. There's a global crisis in respect of recruiting all of these healthcare professionals, most particularly nurses and midwives. We are now recruiting just over 1,700 nurses from non-EU countries, and that exceeds the numbers that train here every year. So clearly, we must make a plan to train more nurses. We know, thankfully, school leavers still apply in very high numbers to access nursing courses. So obviously, we have to train more, we have to make more places available, and our hospitals are telling us they can accommodate that.
Your peers in the consultants' representatives' organisations, though, would suggest and have suggested that it could take up to 15 years to resolve the staffing crisis across the system. Do you agree?
Well, I think we've just had an expert review on nursing and midwifery. They've made some very strong recommendations about tackling this problem. And what we want from government in this budget is a strong commitment to implement all of those recommendations. We don't want another very good report sitting on a shelf with no implementation plan. So the recommendations, the thinking behind this has been done. So now it's a matter of funding the recommendations. And we'd ask government, and we will ask them when we meet them prior to the budget, and we'll ask all of the opposition parties as well, will they commit to funding the expert review group on nursing and midwifery?
Whenever questions are raised with the current Minister for Health about the health system and about the problems within it, he tends to say that Sláintecare is the answer, it's the panacea, and it is delivering. Do you accept that?
I think Sláintecare, as it was originally designed and envisaged, is a very good plan. I don't think cherry-picking Sláintecare and deciding not to have it based in the Taoiseach's office, for example, and not having a strong implementation plan is the same thing. I think there are two entirely different things, in fact. I think there has been some improvement in developing community services, but not to the extent that we need, as you said earlier, to bring about that big change we need to make sure that our acute hospitals are not the areas where all services are provided. So if you need diagnostics, if you need any type of tests that aren't available in the community, that you've no choice but to go to the acute hospital. That has to change. The mentality has to change. But with that, we have to have a staffing plan that ensures, like for example, right now we're developing community services, and nurses are moving from existing community services and from hospital services. And there's no plan to backfill those posts. We have a crisis, for example, in midwifery at the moment and also in public health nursing, where services to the community that public health nurses provide are actually being stopped, cancelled, because they don't have enough staff. We haven't increased the numbers of public health nurses we're training, yet we are providing different opportunities for them to move into new jobs in the community. That makes no sense.
Well, can
we move
that a little
bit? No joined up thinking within
Indeed.
Any level of the HSE or the Department of
can
Health.
Can we move to the impact on your members of these matters? Because you talk about the pressures in midwifery and public health. That obviously has an effect on those who are there trying to provide the service. Likewise, the level of overcrowding has an effect of those who are working in such an overcrowded system. And you've specifically said that you want health, well-being and safety to be a budget priority. What do you see as the damage being done to nurses and midwives' health, well-being and safety?
Well, right now we know that nurses and midwives are still the highest group and category of worker who are being infected with COVID as an occupational injury. We want the government to introduce an occupational injury scheme for workers who are exposed to COVID-19 in their workplace. We still have too high numbers getting infected on a weekly basis, and 11% of all of the infections were among healthcare workers in the past week. So this hasn't gone away for the people who are dealing with it in our hospitals and in our health services. So we must protect them. And long COVID has caused another pressure point that we didn't have prior to 2019, where people are absent from their workplace because of an illness they acquired at work. And we have to make sure that our staffing levels are sufficient to ensure that when people are absent, that there are replacements available.
Phil Nihay, thank you very much for your time. That's Phil Nihay, General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.